7 after the hour. Merry Christmas. Is that
Merry Christmas?
Say for tomorrow.
Merry Christmas.
Say that for tomorrow.
No, we start today.
The 23rd, and tomorrow's the 24th.
It's Christmas Eve Eve.
It is the eve of Christmas Eve. You are correct, Armando. Jennifer Horn on it again. She's at her game. She's working hard. She's here anyway. Rich McFadden.
Fucking crazy.
Also here. And Clay Cohart is trying to figure out what's wrong with my printer. Ever had this happen to you? This is from the practical side of life. Or perhaps the impractical
here
side.
Here he goes.
All right, so a lot of the things that I'm intrigued by, I may remember some parts of various bits and pieces of information, and I may want to have a refresher, so I'll print out a story. Most of us do that. Or you have something that you've seen, you want to print it out and use it as a reference. So I am, I don't know if inspired is the right word, but I'm intrigued by the announcement that President Obama has stopped smoking. So I'm looking around to see what information there is from doctors and from people who have smoked and all that stuff. So I saw something that in terms of the local corner of the world that I'm in, the Boston area, intrigued me. There was a story at a hospital where the hospital human relations person, human resources, said, if you're a smoker, don't bother applying for a job at our hospital because we won't hire you. And more private employers are saying that they will not hire smokers.
Is that discrimination?
Well, that's a question. 800-510-8255. How far do employers intrude into your life is something that gets asked by people. Attorneys are asking that question. Lawyers just look at that headline and say, oh, well, let's sue that hospital.
It does make me chuckle. When you go to a hospital, it does seem like there's an awful lot of people outside smoking.
Yeah, smoking. Yeah. How stupid can you get? Yeah. You see people dying in the hospital of smoking-related illnesses, and you go outside and you puff, 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 puff. So anyway, I thought we would spend some time talking about this, and so I clicked on the print the story, and 57 pages later, I've got...
It was a long story.
No, it wasn't. As a matter of fact, it's a four-paragraph story that takes up about half of one page.
Right.
And then attached to that, but when you hit print normally, you you exclude the comments that come after, and you just are going to print the story. So I can rely on you, Jennifer, to respond and reply, and Richie to respond and reply, and more importantly, people listening to the program who want to call right now, 800-510-8255, or want to text an answer about smoking, is now the time to stop smoking, the end of the year, yada, yada. We have a lot of the usual smoking arguments that come up every time I bring this up because I'm a nutcake. I am unobjective about this, and there is no question that
at least you admit it.
Right up front. So anyway, with that in mind, I have now two issues to rant about. One of them is smoking and what you ought to know about smoking and what it does to you. And the second issue is, what in the name of God would how is it that somebody who puts these stories together thinks that it's appropriate to, I don't know if allow is the right word, but to enable a system like this to print away. And then I go to Clay, who's in charge of our social media and the website and all of our computer stuff, and Richie and he are working with me to try to get this so that it doesn't. I plug the thing back in. At 57, I was on the 57th of 64 pages and pulled the plug. So I plug it back in again. What does it do? It starts printing the 64 pages all over again.
Because it's already in your printer.
They really want you to have that story.
Did you just do a start menu, control panel, printers, and then delete your printing job?
We actually, Jen, we skipped about five steps and right-clicked on the printer icon in the bottom right-hand corner of the page and clicked print jobs.
But that didn't work.
Right.
Right.
So maybe you should go with my way.
I tell you what. My way or the highway.
That's right. I bet my way works faster than yours.
I'm sending Clay down the highway, and I'm going to try Jennifer's way.
That's right.
All right. So then, but
you better be careful what you wish for, Jennifer.
I know. Here we go.
I get the end result.
How many people, and I don't want to make this a political thing because there are enough people who want to rant and rave.
How many people hate their printer?
How many people hate Clay? Raise your hand.
Oh.
No, I was thinking about the president smoking and then smoking in general and how many people. I am really, really difficult when it comes to this. I don't want to be around smokers. I don't have any friends who are smokers. I don't let people smoke
on my
farm.
I'll rant for a second.
Yeah, okay.
For all of you smokers, I'm not as strident as Doug is. Whether you smoke, I mean, if you want to smoke, fine, cool, no problem.
That's not, well, okay.
But do me a favor. When you're in your car on the highway smoking, don't chuck that cigarette butt out the window because you know what happens to it once it hits the street at 70 miles an hour right in front of my car? Mm-hmm. It turns into like a mini bomb that then bounces up onto my windshield and makes it look like the 4th of July has just hit my windshield. And I mean, this happens to me once a week.
Smokers are so inconsiderate.
Where you're behind somebody, they flick the butt out. Ah. To them, it's no big deal.
Right.
But then you watch this thing hit the street at 70 miles an hour, and then it just bounces up into this ball of fire and lands on your hood.
Well, the thing that I concern myself with, if you just filled up your car with gasoline, and you may have spilled a little on the side of the car, I always worry about that kind of stuff.
That I don't care about.
It takes nothing to blow up. Gasoline is
if you want to blow your own car up,
easy,
have at it.
Inflammatory, man. Yeah, but I'm talking about blowing
just don't
them.
Land on
if
my
it's coming
car.
Down the street, and it hits your car, you know, those things are... Anything is possible. You
Can
know
I
that.
Jump on the bandwagon
go
about
ahead,
why
Jennifer,
I hate
let's
smoking?
Get him.
Get a spot. Go ahead.
Okay. Because, again, I'm with Rich. I don't really care if you smoke as long as I don't have to breathe it. But, oh, my gosh. At Christmas time, you're out at the mall. The mall is crowded.
Yeah.
The parking structure is crowded. And you're waiting in line, and you finally get a parking spot. Oh, you see the guy walking to his car. But then he has to actually stop, light, and smoke a cigarette before he can back out of the parking spot.
Well, I've got a question. Have y'all seen those e-cigarettes?
Yes,
the ones that are fake.
Yeah. They're they vaporize the nicotine, so there's no smoke. It's just
weird.
Water vapor when they exhale.
Right.
Would you have a problem with your employees smoking in the office if they were using those e-cigarettes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
But why? They exhale water vapor.
Because I don't want them in my office.
That's stupid.
They're wasting time. Never mind the ill effects of the business about smoking. You know how much time, and this is something that I'm amazed that there hasn't been a lawsuit or two or three or four or ten. The people who are working at their desk and those who go outside every hour for a 10 minutes. How does
I don't have any smokers here now, but I used to have one, and she would go down, and Meg, Doug.
Yeah.
And she would go down, I don't know, every couple of hours. And I would just say, taking your 10-minute break. And, you know, hey, she got all of her work done, so I didn't ride her too hard. But, you know, you're right. Every couple of hours, where's Meg?
Not right, not fair, not just. So smokers tend to, and then they're very indignant about you asking them about their rights.
Oh,
you know
my
what?
Dad. Oh, phew.
Yeah.
My dad is a big-time smoker, cannot quit, will not quit, has tried and tried and tried, but just can't do it.
Well,
he knows it will be the end of him.
Yeah.
But if you challenge him on it,
he doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend, Jean, was a smoker.
How the hell can you spend any time with anybody who smokes? What is the matter with you? Smoking harms nearly every organ of your body, whether you know that or you don't know that. And so this is all of the stuff wrapped into one. All right, so that there's an addressing of the smoking issue there, but I've got to figure out what to do with my printer, so pardon me for a moment. We'll get back to the smoking discussion after I figure out what to do with my printer. 16 past on Good Day.
I'm going to chuck the computer out the window.
That's it, Richie.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe
that. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Let's have a round of applause, please, for Jennifer Horn, who fixed the printer problem. So, why do we need Clay and why do I need Rich?
Well, Doug, let me tell you why.
Merry Christmas, get lost.
Merry Christmas.
Jennifer's taking over. She's in charge. She knows what's going on.
Oh, no, no. Big difference in IT and social media. Jim can take over the IT of Good Day.
I'm writing my Facebook update right now about how I got threaded for the first time last night, and I'm writing a note to the activity director.
Threaded? What does that mean?
I'm writing a note to the activity director at Guantanamo Bay to tell them if the waterboarding thing doesn't work out, that threading is a good option.
What's threading?
Threading is an alternate to waxing.
Oh.
Waxing your legs to get rid of the hair?
Except they use thread instead of wax. And I'm going to just tell you right now.
That sounds like a buzzsaw on your leg.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that like a dental floss?
It's like dental floss pulling out each individual hair on your body.
Why would you want to do that?
I've seen this.
Yeah.
For beauty, but I have always been a waxer, and, you know, the lady, and I have sensitive skin, so I always kind of have, like, red, you know, after she does it, and she goes, you have to try threading, it's so much better.
Yeah.
Doug, next time you're in New York and you're headed into the offices where I work, just check it out, because they're in Koreatown. Just look. They're on all the plasma screens, and it has all the Asian women.
Those Koreans are tough.
We have three problems. Well, we've solved one. The printer problem solved.
We haven't solved
the smoking problem. We're working on it. And now we have a threading problem to deal with.
I'm seriously traumatized.
Here's what it was like trying to solve the computer problem.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key? I see Esk, Katarl, and Pigga. There doesn't seem to be any key.
21 after our good day.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Person?
Why can't
good question. All right, so, Richie, you'd be interested in this story, which actually occurred when I was in Las Vegas earlier this week. When was I in Las Vegas? What day was it? Monday?
Yeah, it was Monday.
Monday. So,
or Friday.
Friday?
Was Friday.
It Friday?
Yeah,
it was last
It was Friday already.
Whatever day it is. Yeah, it is. It's Thursday now, but it was Friday then. Anyway. The story about a fellow... A doctor, in fact, in a San Francisco doctor, who was dressed as Elvis.
Uh-huh.
He, apparently, this San Francisco doctor was there to help a woman who passed out at a restaurant after she ran a marathon. Claudio Palma, in the Las Vegas newspapers, said he was dressed up as Elvis after the Las Vegas Rock and Roll Half Marathon, and he performed CPR and resuscitated another person who was running in the race. 36-year-old doctor clad in an Elvis jumpsuit, an Elvis wig, sideburns, and a scarf, and he ran the race in this outfit. Looked a little silly, but and in real life, he's an anesthesiologist, and apparently the woman... Who had fallen down and you know, she just kind of ran out of steam and was having a cardiac problem. He reached over to give her mouth to mouth, and the woman sort of woke up and gave him a weird look and said, "Don't bother, I'm okay." Imagine that.
Yeah, waking up and seeing Elvis getting ready to give you mouth to mouth.
I'm okay now. It's all right. That's all right.
Which Elvis are we talking about?
Skinny Elvis or fat Elvis?
I think this guy would
have to be skinny Elvis,
Elvis running in the race. 26 after the hour. Good Christmas stories. A good day. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut, and Joe, who's had some problems with his printer. All right, Joe, you're in La Honda and you're on the air. Hello.
I am in La Honda and it's dark and it's wet.
That's it. We're going to stop. My former wife, the good wife, says she just sent me an email, said the rain has stopped in Hollywood, so it's going to stop pretty soon in La Honda.
I hope so.
All right. It's going to rain again, though. She just said to me there's been forecast a little rain over the weekend, but not like you've had. So.
God love her, your ex-wife, huh?
Yep, she's God love her. That's right. She is my ex-wife, and I'm happy about her being my ex-wife. I'm also happy that she's my friend and happy she's in my life, mother of my children.
Good. Hey, listen, I had that problem with my computer. What I did was reboot the computer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer taught.
It's still spooling. As long as it's still spooling, no matter if you delete it out of the printer file or not, it'll just keep doing it. So you have to shut the computer off and restart it.
All right. Well, I'll remember that.
Sometimes the baseball bat helps.
Right.
That's why I said chuck it out the window.
Any of those good things. All right, Joe. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, by the way.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank
the call
you and your crew.
And we appreciate that as well. All right, here's Scott in San Jose. Hi, Scott.
How's it going?
Well, thank you. You a smoker?
Yes, I am, actually.
All right, what are you doing about it?
I'm trying to quit. It's actually very difficult. It's a really nasty habit.
Actually. It is. What, have you tried those e-cigarettes and you don't like them, or you found out something about them you didn't like?
I found out something I didn't like about them. In each cartridge is considered a pack of cigarettes. So you could easily smoke a cartridge in a day if you don't watch it.
Uh-huh.
The nasty thing about the e-cartridges is that it's liquid nicotine.
And
if you accidentally swallow it, you can actually die from it.
Good God. All right, so that's not the way to fix the problem. Thanks for sharing your experience. 28 after on Good Day.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA Insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Never let your lips go naked. Instead, for healthier, supple lips, slip on something silky like ChapStick Moisturizer. Slide on something luscious and smooth like ChapStick Cherry. Or throw on something comfortable and familiar like Classic Black. ChapStick, hydrating formula for everyday protection. Because whether you're on a date or hard at work, healthy lips should never go naked. Join us on Facebook for even more lip service.
There's complete.
I've got a standard transmission.
And then there's most complete.
But I added a twin cam, fuel injected turbocharged, independent front suspension.
Like what you get from Centrum Silver Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men over 50. It has nutrients to help support eye health and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Silver Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's 50 plus multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Council.
Yesterday's news. December 23rd, 1972, a miraculous football play becomes known as the Immaculate Reception. The Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Oakland Raiders in the playoffs with one of the most memorable plays in NFL history.
22 seconds remaining, and Bradshaw is back and looking again, looking for somebody to throw to, fires it downfield, and there's a collision. That's cut out of the air. The ball is pulled in.
Terry Bradshaw's pass on 4th and 10 ricocheted off of two players and into the hands of Franco Harris. The Steelers running back rambled into the end zone with 5 seconds left, giving Pittsburgh a 13-7 win.
Harris is going for a touchdown for Pittsburgh. Harris is going. I don't even know where it came from.
Confused officials huddled up to determine what had just happened and if it was a legitimate score. To the delight of the Pittsburgh crowd, the play was ruled a touchdown, even though to this day, no one really knows what happened. And that's yesterday's news for December 23rd.
I said 12/23/20. That's 10 years from now, Richie.
Let's not rush it, Dougie.
Yeah, take your time. Move along faster. We'll be here because none of us smoke. If you're a smoker, chances are you won't be here in 10 years. Now is the time to stop smoking.
That's
a great gift to your family. Here's the angle, Richie.
Okay.
A great gift to your family would be your quitting. And maybe this is the way you put it to your father, Rich. If we, you could say to, you know, your father says, oh, what do you want for Christmas? He asks you, Janet asks the children. Well, you know what, Dad, I'd really like you to stop smoking.
Been
what
there,
can we
that.
Do to help you? What program can we put you in?
Yep.
We can buy patches and drugs and
addiction
all of that stuff.
Addiction isn't reasonable, though. That's
1,200 people a day die from smoking cigarettes. And yet, 1 in 5 adults continue to smoke.
Yep.
It is incredible because smoking harms every single organ, every single cell in your body. And if you quit, if you can stop smoking, there is, even though a lot of the damage is not reversible, what has been done to your lungs, the other things that have been harmed, however, may...
Not so true.
Fine. You know, it is with the capillaries, the little... the cilli, whatever they call them, the little things, the
lung hairs.
The exchange mechanism in your lungs. When that nicotine and tar gets on them, they don't clean
when
up.
When my dad found the aneurysms in his aorta, down in his stomach area, and had to have that taken care of, my mom quit cold turkey after 40 whatever years.
My father quit cold turkey when he was 41. My mother could never stop. At 41.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing with my mom and dad. Just switched.
And at 41, my mother was beginning to show signs of emphysema, and at 50, she's dead.
And I will tell you that my mom, her breathing got so much. My mom goes to the gym twice a week now with her friend.
Good for her.
Yeah. Here's my mom, this little 68-year-old, you know, and she goes to the gym.
Little white-haired lady. Works at,
blonde, but still, you know. Okay, she's total. Yeah, she's a young 68, but, you know, she still looks great. And, you know, she needs to lose some weight, but, I mean, she's a little grandma, but now she can go to the gym. She would have never been able to do that before.
Yeah.
And she's not at the, you know, the picture of health.
Dr. Ken will be along in a few minutes. We probably won't spend time talking about this now with him. I want to get on to some other things. But I just think it's important for you to know what this does to your blood pressure, to your arteries. The plaque buildup.
See, and that's the funny thing.
In your system.
My dad is one of the strongest-willed people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
And he's incredibly good about his health in every other aspect. Mm-hmm. He goes to the doctor. He does preventative stuff. He takes the medicines. He, you know, if he thinks something's wrong, he goes to the doctor, and whatever he needs to fix it, he fixes it.
Tell him if he quits today, his blood pressure within 20 minutes will drop. And about 4 or 5 hours, the carbon monoxide in his blood will decrease. The oxygen increases.
He knows all this.
2 weeks after you stop, your risk of heart attack drops. A year after you stop smoking, your risk of coronary heart disease is cut in half. And after 5 years of your quitting, your chances for a stroke decreases by 40%. Okay, so here's the question. 2020 news quiz question. How many chemicals, those of you who smoke or have smoked, you probably don't even know this. That's why this is a good conversation.
We've done this question before. It's amazing.
Now, how many chemicals?
Yeah,
I don't remember ever asking this question before. Really?
Yeah. Right. But it's good. It's
so
amazing.
How many chemicals? I don't like to do the same thing over again, but
it's
I don't remember
years.
Having this conversation. It's been a while.
How many
chemicals do you inhale when you are puffing? And it's in the thousands. I give you that much of a hint. What's the correct number for a Christmas present? Maybe we'll send you the money for a Stop Smoking program. 800-510-8255. Got about 60 seconds to call with the number of chemicals in the thousands that you inhale with every single cigarette. What this does is amazing. And you're at risk for more than a dozen cancers when you're smoking. I mean, I'm really trying to paint a horrible picture because this is a horrible thing. Now, the controversy about this in terms of if you're applying for a job and you're a smoker and the human resources person or the boss or whoever it is that's doing the hiring says when you walk in and you smell like you smoke, you smoke? Yes, I do. I'm sorry, we're not entertaining. Now, I don't think that's the right approach to do this. I think you make a mental note if you're an employer. This is the way I would do it. You make a mental note. Okay, that's a person who smokes. You put that on the application if there are a number of people applying for the job, even if it's a small company. You don't tell the person that they're not going to get the job or that they ought not to apply. This hospital has been more brazen, and if, in fact, smoking is banned, I'm not sure what that does, whether it opens. I don't know enough about the law in this regard. I would do it, and I do it. I have let two people go this year because they can't stop smoking on the farm, and I don't allow smoking. I don't want it in my trucks. I don't want it around the animals. I don't want it around the barnyard. I don't want it. I don't want people to come to the store to see people smoking. My store is about health and well-being.
Do you have the same problem with chewing tobacco?
Yes, I do. Yep. No tobacco chewers.
It's just kind of,
Yeah.
I'd rather see a smoker.
Yeah, me too.
It's just gross. And so this particular hospital that I'm talking about that got me to think about this, smokers are not a protected class, and therefore you don't have any more rights to smoke. And the people who have the right to clean air, I guess, is more important than the right to be able to smoke. All right, so a couple of comments here. Let's see. Any employer should be allowed to refuse to hire anybody. If you're a black, this is interesting, or Hispanic and people don't want to hire you, it's no different than a Hooters employer not hiring a flat-chested woman. I suppose you apply for a job at a Hooters restaurant and you're flat-chested, not likely you get the job, right?
Probably
is that discriminatory? Is that Hooters doesn't hire men? Is that discriminatory? If you're, I mean, look at all of the reasons. Depending on the job, what the job requirements are, if you're working at Hooters, you got to have the accoutrement. I don't want to, if you're working in a hospital and you smoke or whatever. What kind of a message is that? You don't hire people in a hospital who smoke. No. Here's a comment from Tom, who says a private business ought certainly to be allowed to refuse to hire anybody they choose, and should certainly be allowed to refuse to patronize any business that one wants to.
What if they smoke, but they're just smoking at home?
You know, there are some companies that don't, that if they find out you smoke at home, they won't hire you either. If you smell like smoke on your breath.
The issue is the insurance cost to the company.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Okay, you're overweight. Yeah. You cost us more in insurance.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You smoke. You cost us more in insurance. You're an alcoholic. You cost us more in insurance. So what happens now? You only get to the point where you only hire 100%
right, here's an interesting comment.
How do you
where
do that?
Where do you find that guy?
Richie,
yeah.
Alex writes, does this, how far does this, do these exclusions go? If you're a left winger and the boss is a right winger, he finds out you're a left winger.
Right.
Are you not eligible to be hired?
Or where do you stop?
What kind of where do you stop the discrimination?
I mean, Doug, you're the picture of health, but I'm sure I could find a reason not to insure you if you were an employee of mine.
I have a bad attitude.
Yeah, you are accident prone. You knock your head on a tractor twice a year.
Yeah. Anyway, here's another one who says, David says, so I'm starting a business and I'm not hiring Christians. This is going, okay, I'm hiring somebody and I want them to wear sheets. Yeah.
That's a whole different thing.
But we're going into the discrimination thing, right? That's what the point is here, discrimination. Anyway, 800-510-8255. The question is, how many chemicals are you inhaling when you inhale a puff, and it's to the nearest 1,000? Randy in Campbell, California. What's the number, Randy?
I say 10,000.
10,000 is too high. Merry Christmas. Thanks for the call. Here's John in Roseburg, Oregon. Our West Coasters are being heard. Hello, John.
Well, good evening. How are you all doing?
Well, let's see. It's 6:45 in the morning on the East Coast, so it's hardly evening. But good morning, good day. Merry Christmas is a good greeting. How's that?
And Merry Christmas to you all. Love the show.
Really do.
Oh,
thank you.
Nice. Thank you.
And my guess is over 7,000.
Nope,
7,000 plus.
You're too high. It's an outrageous number no matter what, but that number is too high as well. Thanks for the call, John. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a good new year. Don't be a stranger. 800-510-8255. How many chemicals to the nearest 1,000 are you inhaling with every puff of smoke? We're talking about that. We're talking about the discrimination in businesses. Is it okay with you? What did we decide we were doing for a poll? Was it about smoking? I don't remember what we decided.
It was about attractive politicians.
Oh, okay. All right. Who would you like to date?
No.
Ooh,
would you be
Corey
more
Booker
inclined to vote for an attractive
Okay. Here is Sherry, who's a pharmacist. If, in fact, we're really going, imagining what would be the outside on discrimination, HIV, cholesterol levels, that kind of stuff. Where does it stop is the question in terms of prejudice. Kevin, in Waycross, Georgia. How many chemicals are you inhaling with a puff of a cigarette?
I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 6,000.
6,000 is too high, Kevin. Good guess. We're bringing the number down. Are you a smoker, Kevin?
Unfortunately.
All right. What are you doing about trying to stop?
I'm actually right this minute looking at a picture of my children.
Good for you. How old are your children?
Motivator.
How old are they?
15, 11, and 10.
Got to stop. Kevin, you have to stop.
Yes, sir, I know that.
Stop for them. Please, please, please. What can we do to get you to stop?
We'll give you a Doug Steffen hat.
Yeah. Okay.
No? Okay.
All right. Do something, Kevin. Please help everybody out, including yourself. Jim in Muskegon, Michigan, what's the number?
4,500.
Let's see. We're getting a little closer. Charlie in Alexandria, what's the number?
5,000.
5,000 is too high. Gabriel, you want to take a shot, seeing as your number is wrong?
let's see here.
Yeah, this is 3,000. Turn your radio down. Michael, what's the number? Where's Michael?
I said 4,000.
4,000. Michael wins.
Yay.
Are you a smoker, Michael?
No, I'm not.
All right.
You
were
like
you ever?
when I was a teenager, I had a cigarette or two, but no, I was never a consistent smoker.
All right. Well, you hold on a second. We'll send you a Doug Steffen Christmas present. Yes, the number is 4,000. Can you imagine? Michael, thank you for the call. Dr. Ken up next on Good Day.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who make Sustanex. Go to DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com. You'll see the Sustanex box on the homepage. Click on that. Get your $5 off coupon. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold. So you have your boost for your immune system that you need this time of year for colds and flu, Ken.
Absolutely. Fight those colds, fight those flus by revving up your immune system. And the best way to do it is with these probiotics. Sustanex, it survives the acidic environment of the stomach because it has a natural coating. And getting it from other sources just won't get it through and get through those acidic environments.
All right. So this almost sounds like a cheer. Let's go get them. We can do it. Bob, you know how they did the high school games, and making Sustanex the way for you to boost your immune system is the thing that makes the most sense. Sustanex for your immune system. You get all the side benefits, better digestive health as well. Take Sustanex to defend against common complaints of ill health at this time of year. Go online to trysustanex.com, get the $5 off coupon, and go to the stores where Sustanex is sold, which is all of the big box stores. Okay, so the tainted water thing. We were talking about this yesterday, how the EPA thinks that there ought to be some kind of standard. Hello? The standard should be none, right?
Exactly. It's cancer-causing in almost all the big city water supplies of America. This toxin was found.
Yeah. And just, I mean, this is, how long ago was Aaron Brockovich? It was 30, 35 years ago, wasn't it? How long ago was that? That whole thing took place. It hasn't been 30.
That's why you and I are very open-minded when
so,
we hear these things.
How is it that these things are still a problem? 30 years. Where's the government? Hello, anybody home? Knock, knock. No one's home, Ken. All right, let's get
you and I would be fired by now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you have a cold, what does echinacea do?
Well, this is the biggest study. This is a government study funded National Institutes of Health,
yeah.
Plus the manufacturer. Biggest study of echinacea, minimal effect, but no harm. So if you think it helps, it's a placebo, use it, but no benefits, minimally shown in this study.
Echinacea, zinc, and Sustanex to keep your immune system strong. 51 after.
pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program on Thursday the 23rd. You'll remember a lot of things from our conversation here. Hopefully we are helpful. Helpful Harrys, are we? Better living now as we continue to focus on lots of technology. Should you consider treating yourself to an iPad? Now, the first problem with that is that sentence begins with a should. Maybe Clay would like to advise me on a word that would be better than the iPad.
Will you consider treating yourself
to an iPad instead of replacing your PC? What a great question, Richie, don't you think?
It's great.
That's actually a question that I'm pondering at this very moment.
I did treat myself to an iPad.
Did you?
Instead of a PC, though, that's what he's saying.
So let's let Alex sort this out. Alex Goldfang, the technology tailor, focuses on this next on Good Day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Interesting news about Apple's iPad. The tech site AllThingsD.com reports new findings that only 13% of iPad owners bought it instead of a PC. That's according to research from NPD. This means that 87% of iPad customers bought it in addition to a computer or a netbook. Of course they did. The iPad is not meant to replace a computer. You can't really write extended pieces like these Technology Tailor Minutes on an iPad. Now, I know you can, but it's certainly really cumbersome. So far, people have bought the iPad because they can, not because they need to or have to, according to an NPD analyst. But he says, over time, this will change. The iPad is already replacing activities people typically do on their computer. Watching YouTube videos, visiting Facebook, doing email, reading ebooks. Now, I agree with the article. Big picture, this is great news for tablets and bad news for computers and laptops. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes for free at techtailorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Santa Claus is getting
him
ready for the big trip. Motorists also are prepping for some big trips because there'll be a lot of people on the nation's highways, actually starting today and going through the weekend and maybe even through New Year's. You may be taking a trip that'll take you away for a couple of weeks. But this weekend, as you're traveling around and you're wondering what the deal is with higher gas prices, you may be wondering, it's, you know, when you break down the amount of money you've got to spend and set aside, you have to stay in hotels, all that other stuff. Kendra Wright would like to help you with a formula, in fact.
AAA Auto Club is predicting about 2 million more Americans will be clogging the roads this Christmas weekend. Will it be as easy to fill their gas tanks as their stockings? Sarah Banaszak is a senior economist for the American Petroleum Institute, or API. She reports strengthening demand and rising prices for crude oil has sent prices at the pump higher.
Petroleum product deliveries surged in November, and since late November, gasoline prices have increased about 14 cents per gallon.
Banaszak says the bright side is that it also signals a surge in the economy.
A 13.2% increase compared to last November in diesel demand shows more goods are being purchased and shipped. The recovering economy is a good thing, but developing affordable energy supplies is important to continue this growth. And maintaining ample supplies will depend largely on the federal government's energy policy.
For more information, log on to energytomorrow.org. That's Newsbreak from API.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, we were talking in this hour about smoking, and sort of as a postscript to that conversation, you may be interested to know that a jury this past week ruled that the P. Lorillard Tobacco Company is guilty of trying to entice black children to become smokers, and as a result of that, the family of a black woman who died got $71 million.
Jeez.
The estate of this woman died of lung cancer. This is a family from the greater Boston area. The woman smoked while she was pregnant. The children have a claim. So $71 million the tobacco company has to pay to the family for being guilty of enticing black children to smoke. 59 past the hour on Good Day.